Chapter 11. Now all the earth continued to be of one language and of one set of words. As they travelled eastward, they discovered a valley plain in the land of Shinar, and they began dwelling there. Then they said to one another,
"Come, let us make bricks and bake them with fire."
So they used bricks instead of stone, and bitumen as mortar. They now said,
"Come, let us build a city for ourselves, and a tower with its top in the heavens, and let us make a celebrated name for ourselves, so that we will not be scattered over the entire face of the earth."
Then Jehovah went down to see the city and the tower that the sons of men had built. Jehovah then said, "Look, they are one people with one language, and this is what they have started to do. Now there is nothing that they may have in mind to do that will be impossible for them. Come, let us go down there and confuse their language, in order that they may not understand one another's language." So Jehovah scattered them from there over the entire face of the earth, and they gradually left off building the city. That is why it was named Babel, because there Jehovah confused the language of all the earth, and Jehovah scattered them from there over the entire face of the earth. This is the history of Shem. Shem was 100 years old when he became father to Arpachshad, 2 years after the flood. After becoming father to Arpachshad, Shem continued to live 500 years, and he became father to sons and daughters. Arpachshad lived for 35 years, and then became father to Shelah. After becoming father to Shelah, Arpachshad continued to live 403 years, and he became father to sons and daughters. Shelah lived for 30 years, and then became father to Eber. After becoming father to Eber, Shelah continued to live 403 years, and he became father to sons and daughters. Eber lived for 34 years, and then became father to Peleg. After becoming father to Peleg, Eber continued to live 430 years, and he became father to sons and daughters. Peleg lived for 30 years, and then became father to Reu. After becoming father to Reu, Peleg continued to live 209 years, and he became father to sons and daughters. Reu lived for 32 years, and then became father to Serug. After becoming father to Serug, Reu continued to live 207 years, and he became father to sons and daughters. Serug lived for 30 years, and then became father to Nahor. After becoming father to Nahor, Serug continued to live 200 years, and he became father to sons and daughters. Nahor lived for 29 years, and then became father to Terah. After becoming father to Terah, Nahor continued to live 119 years, and he became father to sons and daughters. Terah lived for 70 years, after which he became father to Abram, Nahor, and Haran. This is the history of Terah. Terah became father to Abram, Nahor, and Haran, and Haran became father to Lot. While his father Terah was still alive, Haran died in the land of his birth, in Ur of the Chaldeans. Abram and Nahor took wives for themselves. The name of Abram's wife was Sarai, and the name of Nahor's wife was Milcah, the daughter of Haran, the father of Milcah and Iscah. Now Sarai was barren. She had no child. Terah then took Abram his son, and Lot his grandson, the son of Haran, and Sarai his daughter-in-law, the wife of Abram his son, and they went with him out of Ur of the Chaldeans to go to the land of Canaan. In time they came to Haran and began dwelling there. The days of Terah were 205 years. Then Terah died in Haran.